This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Fernando Frescas. Despite pressure from the White House, Colorado Republican Representative Lauren Boebert stood firm on an effort to release the Epstein files. Boebert was one of four GOP House members who signed a petition to force a vote on the files. That effort has reached the required number of signatures. President Donald Trump lashed out on social media at the Republicans who supported the push, calling them, quote, bad and stupid. Boebert met with officials at the White House today. Colorado's cap on payday loan interest rates applies no matter where the loan is from. That's the ruling from a federal appeals court. CPR's Dan Boyce.
This all goes back to a 1980 federal law about interstate lending. That law allows banks to charge the interest rates allowed in their home state on loans made to people in other states. But consumer advocates say in recent years, financial companies have used the law to offer payday loans in Colorado at sky-high rates. So Colorado lawmakers voted to opt out of the federal law. Some finance trade associations sued Colorado, saying, no, you're misinterpreting what you're allowed to do. This week, the 10th Circuit Court of Appeals agreed with Colorado, allowing the state to enforce interest rate maximums on out-of-state lenders. The trade groups say they're now examining their options to appeal that decision. Dan Boyce, CPR News.
Well, it's still too early to officially say it'll happen. The first snowflakes are in the Front Range forecast for late next week. Highs could only be in the upper 30s by next Wednesday. This is CPR News. It's 4:06.